I'm curious, do you have a really great BS detector? Maybe you're often skeptical of others. Are you really street smart? Would you say you're pretty self-assured? You often find yourself being the leader in the group. Maybe you even struggle to ask for help. Do you love a good challenge? Do you fight really hard for the causes you believe in? Do you have a great sense of humor? I bet you're a blast. You might have thought that these were all parts of your personality, but they might actually be coping mechanisms you've picked up over the course of your life, and they're having a huge impact on how you show up, especially on this motherhood journey. Are you curious to know more? You got to take my personality patterns quiz. Here's what's going on. When you were a child, whenever an experience overwhelmed your nervous system, you subconsciously built a defense against that overwhelm. Over time, those defenses became a habit, and then they became a pattern. And now as an adult, what we think of as our personality is often this defense pattern running the show. It's so interesting, right? There are 5 different personality patterns, and they're not personality types like the Enneagram or the Myers-Briggs, but rather they describe the safety strategies that we immediately go to when we start to feel overwhelmed. They don't describe who we are so much as what's blocking who we are. The good news is that once you take my quiz and learn about your pattern, you can learn skills to break out of that pattern, and then you can live and parent your kids as your true and authentic self. Click on the quiz link in the show notes or go to michellegrosser.com/quiz now to take my 2-minute personality pattern quiz. Welcome to the Calm Mom Podcast, the show for ambitious women ready to get off the hot mess express. I know you've got a lot going on. You work so hard. You're raising an incredible family. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. I'm your host, Michelle Grosser. I'm a certified master life coach, attorney, wife, and mom. And years ago, I was right where you are. I was running a busy law practice while raising a family, and I was on the fast track to burnout. I thought I just needed to be more organized or have better routines, but it was learning how to heal and regulate my nervous system that expanded my capacity to gracefully hold more of this big, beautiful life. You too are worthy of an extraordinary life in and beyond motherhood. Learning to be a calm, anchoring presence in your home and at work is going to be your superpower. If you're here to do the inner work that brings a sense of calm amidst the chaos, I'm here to join you on that journey. Each time you press play, your growth continues. So let's get at it. Michelle here. You guys are listening to the Calm Mom Podcast. Welcome. So excited you're with us. How many of you guys are excited about Restore? I am so pumped about it. I know how powerful the lessons are, the exercises are. I'm just so excited for it to start. There's still a handful of spots open. So if you guys have checked it out, you feel called to it, join us. Grab your spot before they fill up. And if you have questions or if you're wondering if it would work for you or you just want to know more about the curriculum or the calls or anything, you just want to talk it over, I actually opened up a bunch of time next week to have 15-minute calls with you guys about Restore. So there's a link in the show notes. You can grab a 15-minute slot. Let's just jump on a quick Zoom. I can meet you, answer your questions, so that if it feels right, you can be sure to save a seat and join us in this founding cohort of Restore. And because it's our initial group, we're offering a discount for you guys as a founding member. So you'll see a discount code at the checkout. You can use it. You can save $500. And it's the lowest price you'll be able to join Restore. So if you're wanting to join us, this is an awesome time to do it. Okay, coming at you again with another shorty, another mini bonus episode for you. For the last few months, I've been drinking this little nervous system nightcap, and I'm noticing that I'm actually sleeping better and I'm waking up feeling more rested and more energized. So of course, I've got to share it with you guys. It's super simple, but here's what I do. So the base of this nightcap is tart cherry juice, which is tart, hence the name, and super delicious. I get it at our regular grocery store, not even like fancy schmancy grocery store like Whole Foods, just my plain old regular grocery store. You can also find it on Amazon. So I use the regular tart cherry juice, but there's also tart cherry juice concentrate that I've seen on Amazon. You can use that too. If you use the concentrate, I would just put a couple tablespoons and then dilute it with maybe a cup of water. I actually just take like a coffee mug. I put half of the regular tart cherry juice in there, and then I still dilute it with a little water because I find it to be really tart. So I just heat that up and I make a tea. You can put it right in the microwave. That's how I do it. Or if you're not a microwave person, you can just add hot water to half a mug of tart cherry juice just to heat it up and turn it into a tea. And then you want to add a teaspoon of honey. You can find like local honey or raw honey. That would be awesome. And if you can't, like, just no worries. Regular grocery store honey is awesome. And then a pinch of sea salt. And that's it. And I sip it about a half hour before I go to bed so I can go to the bathroom before I fall asleep, right? So I'm not waking up and having to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And I've been loving it. And I want to give you guys the science behind it. So when our stress hormone cortisol is spiking all day because we've been busy, 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 nonstop, chronic stress, fight or flight energy, that can deplete our glycogen stores, which is our body's main energy reserve. So while we're sleeping, our brain still uses glycogen. And if our stores are low because they've been depleted because of all the stress through the day, that can actually induce a stress response in our body. Like this alarm comes on, oh my goodness, we're running low on glycogen, we're running low on our energy reserves. And that can cause us to kind of wake in the middle of the night or feel restless and not sleep well. So tart cherries naturally contain melatonin. You guys are probably familiar with melatonin. It's a hormone that helps regulate our sleep-wake cycles. So if we drink tart cherry juice in the evening, that can increase our melatonin levels naturally in our body, signaling to our brain that it's time to sleep. And then when we add honey, honey helps moderate our levels of insulin, which helps promote the release of, you guessed it, melatonin, which helps us feel sleepy and stay asleep. And here's the thing, honey also contains tryptophan, the same stuff that's in turkey, right? That makes us sleepy on Thanksgiving afternoon. Tryptophan is an amino acid, and it serves as a precursor to serotonin, and in turn, it can be converted into melatonin. So tryptophan is known also for helping us feel relaxed and sleepy. And then the sea salt supports our adrenals. So sea salt contains all these different minerals that our body needs, magnesium and potassium and different trace minerals like zinc and selenium. All of these minerals support our adrenal function. Magnesium in particular, you guys, plays such an important role in regulating our stress responses and promoting relaxation, which obviously leads to helping us sleep. And that's it. We just make a tea with tart cherry juice, honey, and a pinch of sea salt. I drink it about 30 minutes before bed. Man, try it out. Try it for a few weeks and let me know what you notice. All right. I hope to see you guys inside of Restore in a couple of weeks. If you have any questions, either shoot me an email at hello@michellegrosser.com or book a free 15-minute call with me in the link below so we can chat. I can answer your questions. And I can't wait to see you guys inside of Restore. All right. Be well, friends. I'll talk to you soon.
If you love Mommy's Podcast, leave a review.
If you enjoyed this episode, it would be so awesome if you could take a moment to subscribe and rate the podcast. And if you have just a few more seconds to leave a quick review, they really help to get this podcast out to other moms like you. I read every last review, and trust me, when it's late at night or early in the morning before my kids get up and I'm working on bringing you all of this content, your reviews are what keep me going. Leaving a review is truly the best way you can thank me. And of course, DM me on Instagram. I love to hear from you. Thanks for listening to another episode. Head over to the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at michellegrosser.com, where you'll find free resources and more ways to connect with me. If you love the show, share it with a friend. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next time.